Hi, this is Martin Joseph. I'm not in right now. You can leave a message, or you could listen to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Mothers in the rain, they know the pain of standing there, waiting at the gate of everything they cannot see. Lift me to the sink and wipe the gravel from my knees. Somehow you knew, I don't know how, but you just do. Her name is Rose, following her footsteps there she goes. I've come to know love constant as the dawn. Her name is Rose, she's layer upon layer of light, faces the coming storm. She weathers every breaking storm for me. Never in the foreground, but always waiting at the door, picking up the pieces of my jigsaw from the floor. And it's you that will find me, cause it's you that prays so hard. And it's you that lit the lanterns in the alleyways and yards. Her name is Rose, following her footsteps there she goes. I've come to know love constant as the dawn. Name is Rose, she's layer upon layer of light, faces the coming storm. She weathers every breaking storm for me. And all the miles that you pushed me and the tear felt goodbyes, and who could know the joy and pride of a mother's eyes. After another you were never meant to see. Maybe there's something of a soul in you, and how proud she would have been to know I too was carried gently by. Not that long ago, nothing now can separate. I will always know. Her name is Rose. Upon layer of light, faces the coming storm. She weathers every breaking storm for me. And her love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. It goes on and on and on and on and on and it goes. Her love goes on and on. And it goes, and her name, and her name, and her name.
Oh, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff here, and I'm a COVID survivor at this point so far. I got the plague. You know, I don't know. I thought maybe I was going to outlive you all because I wear my mask and I, you know, keep away from your smelly face and all that stuff. And I thought I was going to be able to look down on all you COVID sufferers and show that it's possible to not get it, but it's not possible. And it's not that fun. But I'm all right. I'm all right. I know you're concerned. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be all right. But if I sound a little, a little like that, it's probably because I'm coming down from the COVID, you know. But it's going to be okay. Getting back out there, you know. We kicked off today's show with our pal Martin Joseph. And hopefully things will clear up enough and I can go out amongst the living and see Martin Joseph at the West End Cultural Center tonight. It's Mother's Day, for goodness sake. We kicked it off with Martin's ode to his mother called Her Name is Rose from his great album Sanctuary. One of many, I'm sure, we'll hear at the West End Cultural Center tonight, if all goes according to plan. And hopefully we'll see many of you there. I want to play a couple more from Martin, because we love him so much. We haven't seen him in a long time. And then we'll follow it up with the only other real big show on my calendar this week, also at the West End Cultural Center, coming up next weekend. So we got kind of West End Cultural Center bookends on this week. Reunion of the classic original lineup of Winnipeg folk superstars, the Ducks. They're playing all together with Tanya, Elizabeth, and Jesse, and Scott, and, the guitar guy, that guy. It's going to come to me, and Leonard, and they're all playing together for the first time in years at the West End on Saturday, so that's pretty exciting. So we'll play some Ducks, but first, one or two more from our pal Martin. How about one more mother sort of a song? This one's, it's got a bit of a different tone, I suppose, but still, an ode to a mother who does whatever it takes to look after her children, because that's what mothers do. We love you, mothers. You're strong and amazing and beautiful people.
Catch your sharpest train, leaves Leeds around 8:30. With women who are Harrods bound from head scarfed hurricane. I changed my clothes at King's Cross from bland to vivid beige. I'm a working mother, earning jam 14. In a hotel called the Harlequin with carpet slightly bald. I offer several services, at least that's what they're called. There's no real variation in a 15-minute mall. I'm a working mother, earning jam 14. Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? And tell me now. Yeah. My husband drove his HGV down through France and Spain. He'd always had 3 extra days so he could go and see Elaine. Then now in Lala County, where it does not rain, they say how I wouldn't know. I'm a working mother, praying to get home. Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? And tell me now. Yeah. Alice is a princess, she loves Barbie dolls and pink. My little Wayne is 3 years older and he wants his own ice skating rink. And one Hey, they'll know, I guess, which time I could be dead from the drink. You see, these are my babies, right? They need an earning mother to life. So please don't you tell them how I'm a working mother. Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? Well, tell me now. Working mother, praying to get home tonight to my kids as they sleep together in a double bed with everything we own in the world. So come on, mister, one more tricks, one more little bit of what you'd like. Won't cost you too much, just my taxi ride home tonight. Yes, 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 yeah. But don't, please don't say how I'm a working mother. Infant slaughter, Senate hearings, leather folders, absent weapons, brittle soldiers. How did we end up here? Hail the chief of hearts and minds. Mortuaries, we draw the blind. Shaft the poor steel by stealth, least Judas went and hung himself. How did we end? Wearing battle dress, chain him up and make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Dr. Strangelove's in control. Woe to us, woe to you. And think of all the revenue. Did we end up? And chopping logs, breeding mad saliva dogs, planted questions from the floor. It's easy to defile the law. How did we end up here? Rigged elections, weapons blessed. Even Satan's quite impressed. Palaces and marble halls, every single empire falls. How did we end? Wearing the battle dress, and we chain them up and we make them crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Dr. Strangelove's in control. Woe to us, woe to you. But think of all the revenue. How did we end up? mess. We're Jesus wearing battle dress. We chain him up, we make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Doctor Strange loves in control. Ah, woe to us, woe to you. But think of all the oil revenue. We end up here.
It was past her bedtime on a stormy night, and she couldn't shut her eyes and she couldn't blow out the light. So she gave up struggling and let the candle burn. The hail knocked her window as her memories knocked and turned. And her room had four blue holes. They've been hurt since she was small. No sleep inside. Oh, her father was the only one who pretends he can't remember what was done. And her mother can't find the strength to do anything at all but stand and pray. In a room with four blue walls that were closing in together, till it got so goddamn small that she had to brave the weather by herself. So she went to the barroom and she picked a bite. Looking for trouble, and she said, that's right. She was looking for an eardrum, so she beat him and she shoved till he couldn't quite resist her when she dragged him home for love. To a room with four blue walls on a floor that's worn like leather, and the shadows fell across that man. They held their eyes together and they cried. These floorboards, can we wash these walls? Can I close my eyes and sleep once and for all? In a room with four blue walls, built the floor to roof with water, and a man who calmly calls her darling dear, not darling daughter. She sleeps at last. Thank you. life I always wanted. I guess I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of things. To have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground, and have a maid that I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. I'll revel in their attention and mountains, oh, mountains of things.
Oh, they tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Sweet lazy life, champagne and caviar. I hope you come and find me, 'cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life and know what money's worth, and those who saw misfortune was having mountains of nothing at birth. Tell me there's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings.
I will have it all prearranged, a grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of things. Mostly I feel lonely. Good people are, good people are only my stepping stone. Stepping stone.
Couple of gems there from Winnipeg's own The Ducks. And they're getting back. They're getting the band back together. I know they got some festivals and stuff coming up this summer, but first we get to see them at the West End Cultural Center next Saturday. And that'll be a good time. They haven't played this classic lineup together in a long time, I don't think. So it's going to be something special. Mountains of Things there from the album Migrations, and before that from the self-titled Ducks record. And that's D-U-H-K-S, of course, for Blue Walls. And before that, a couple of songs from Martin Joseph, who's in town tonight at the West End Cultural Center. We heard How Did We End Up Here from Deep Blue, and the reworked version of his classic Working Mother from the Evolved record. Really looking forward to those shows. Hopefully we'll see some of you out there and... you know, good times, good music. What else should I tell you about here? Oh yeah, right, that. So speaking of shows, I went to see a killer Del Barber show the other day. Hell of a good time. at the Old Times Change, even though it was past my bedtime by a country mile. And, you know, I'm getting old. That's what it boils down to. And so maybe you missed the show too. Well, it turns out that old boy Golden was there bootlegging the show. And one of these days we might just get to hear it. And it was pretty great. So, you know, I'd like to hear it again. So hopefully we'll get that recording out into the world one of these days. I want to play a couple of the cool covers that Del and the boys pulled out, because there were some neat ones for sure in there with all the old Del Barber classics. But first, hanging out at the show, it seems like, I don't know, I feel like it's the only time I get to see this next guy is at Del Barber shows for some reason, but he's out there, he's doing his thing, and he's got a new band that we want to tell you about coming up on Friday, at the Old Toad in the Hole, the Osborne Tap House, I think they call it now. It'll be the debut of a new local supergroup called Annabella Proper. And that is a group fronted by and featuring our old pal Rob Waddell. Now, Annabella Proper, they've been rehearsing like the entire pandemic at Rob's little antiques warehouse, you know, over there in Point Douglas. It sounds like they've got some killer tunes ready to go. And you can hear one of them on Tuesday on Boots and Saddle. Now, Rob said, I'll send it to you, but Sean Burns gets to play it first. So you can't hear it here. So I've heard it. It's great. You got to tune in to Boots and Saddle because, you know, Sean Burns, that's the place where you debut your new music. So maybe we'll be allowed to play it after that. I don't know. But I want to play something old from Rob Waddell, maybe something from Sean Burns covering Rob Waddell, and then a couple of cool songs that we got to hear at that show the other day. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, not Boots and Saddle. It's a pale imitation, friends.
There's a mystery, there's a Mr. Wrong. Tonight I'm pretty sure I'm both. There's a coming true, there's a coming through, and right now they both seem like a joke. Say this, do that. I've had a couple really bad ideas, but neither one of them was you. In all this rhetoric, it's hard to make truth stick with all this flattery and such. In all reality, you've disappointed me, but it's not like I'll miss your touch. I'll write a song about today. If you don't mind, I'll use your name. You'll be famous and I'll be fine. I wonder now I know how far this us would go. We're worlds apart and that's okay. I'm strangely all at ease. No words but thanks and please. Keep being who you are and hope someday we'll find a love that's easy in our hearts and in our minds. Your memory's honey on my tongue. So go be famous, I'll be fine. Fly, see the world, go light up every room with that sweet smile God gave you, dear. I won't forget you, I'm sure no one ever has. It was good to know you for this time. So here's a song for those who try to be all gracious in goodbyes. I hope you think of me inside each time you taste a glass of wine. So go be famous and I'll be fine. Go be famous and I'll be fine.
Hey, this is Sean Burns, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
Don't believe in bad luck, baby, most of mine's been good. Please don't paint me naive, at a glance might think you could. Lucky don't mean easy where I come from anyway. From dawn to dusk, a working job, not most but all my days. It's mornings up to milk and feed, evening changing straw. A half an acre garden and a good sized land flaw. Well, my uncle made us mixtapes, Charlie Daniels and the Stones. Neighbors dropping in for coffee, party lines on phones. My daddy was an auctioneer, called the numbers loud and clear. The people came from far and near, some wise, some plain weird. I worked the counter serving lunch, learned to read a picker's hunch. Turned a dollar into three, takes luck to get the best of me. My daddy was an auctioneer. Satellite TV was not an option at the time. But channels 3 till I was 10, then none for another 9. We were late for chores one day, the Fonz was on at 4. Well, Dad was none too pleased as he came bursting through the door. Well, he grabbed the TV, pulled the cord, chased our asses to the barn. Mom looked up from milking cows, shook her head. She looked back down. My brother ran to feed the calves, then the chickens, then the lambs. I picked eggs and pulled some hay. Education's underway. My daddy was an auctioneer, called the numbers loud and clear. The people came from far and near, some wise, some plain weird. I worked the counter serving lunch, learned to read a picker's hunch. Turned a dollar into three, takes luck to get the best of me. When school was low priority, I'm graded on efficiency. College, university, disdainfully discussed. And when I went, I partied lots, failed the test, passed some shots. Reputation, money burned, time well spent. Hey, back then grunge is getting big. I had planned torn up jeans, made that way from barnyard work. The city girls saw fashion. I was stronger than I'm now. I took some licks, gave some out. I'm not sure why, but I was young and angry at the time. Well, it's 20 years of back and forth, up and down, now here we are. I never saw it coming, but I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah, my daddy was an auctioneer, he called the numbers loud and clear. People came from far and near, some wise, some plain weird. I worked the counter serving lunch, learned to read a picker's hunch. Turned a dollar into three, takes luck to get the best of me. My daddy was an auctioneer.
Thank you. I hope that the friend you've thrown yourself with gets drunk and loses his job. And every road that you travel on is dusty, rocky, and hard. I couldn't make you love me. You only made me blue. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, Lord, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. The train from Caribou, Maine runs over your new love affair. You walk the floor from door to door and pull out your four oxide hair. You never was my woman, 'cause you were never true. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, Lord, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet.
Sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
classic there, Dead Skunk from Loudon Wainwright III, ending off the big show at the Times Change the other night. Dell and the boys, that was pretty fun indeed. Good sing-along there, Dead Skunk. Before that, we'll send that song out to Guthrie. Does Guthrie listen to the show? Hi, Guthrie. Dell Barber. We love Dell Barber. We really do. He's cute. You don't go to Del Barber show to hear facts. You hear, you know, the tall tales, right? So he told you that was a Delbert McClinton song. No. Harry McClintock, not Delbert McClinton. Harry McClintock with a Big Rock Candy Mountain in there. The classic, many of us know from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Del Barber apparently knows it from Delbert McClinton. I don't think such a version exists. We heard Waylon Jennings in there with an old Mel Tillis classic, Mental Revenge, from the album Jewels. That was fun too, wasn't it? And we heard Sean Burns in there, old Burnsy. Daddy Was an Auctioneer, from It Takes Luck to Get the Best of Me. Now you'll see a couple of low-key kind of secret last-minute Sean Burns shows coming up near the end of the month. He's opening for him and Grant are opening for Elliot Brood, apparently, on the 25th and 26th. A lot of stuff going on that week. Man, oh, man. And then he's playing with Surf and Turf at the Times on the 27th. So we'll see Burnsy around here, I suppose. And that was, of course, a Rob Waddell song. We heard Rob in there himself from his great album, Everything Is From Now On. We heard You'll Be Famous, I'll Be Fine. And you can catch Rob and Annabella Proper at the Osborne Tap House this week. Their big live debut, playing with the Black River Drifters. Another fine local project. So that'll be fun, huh? I think so. Yeah, the Osborne Tap House, Friday, May 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, boy. Scary. Scary stuff. You know what? Every time I hear Big Rock Candy Mountain, it makes me think about Ragu Lokanathan, of course. We've got to play ourselves some Ragu Lokanathan. And, of course, if we're going to play his Candy Mountain song, we got to play our other favorite Ragu Lokanathan song, and we got to warn you that it's got a potty word all over it. But really, when you hear the song, you'll think, what other word could possibly go there? So I'm doing my due diligence. If you're super sensitive, there's a potty word coming up. Not in this song, but the one after. So protect your vulnerable ears. Here's Ragu Lokanathan.
Every pillow is a rock of my struggle. Sugar Candy Mountain, I'm begging for the story at the naked hour. Sugar Candy Mountain, rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my sweet sugar mama. Oh, sunrise, sundown, running from the bloodhounds, Sugar Candy Mountain. Nightfall freedom, widow's bosom, Sugar Candy Mountain. Rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my sweet sugar mama. Oh, thank you. I see tomorrow coming, and a man is gonna find me. Sugar Candy Mountain. But I cursed this vision, so won't you love me, blind me? Sugar Candy Mountain. Rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my sweet sugar mama. Oh, rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my soul, rock of my sweet sugar mama.
I'm so glad you feel like that. Because, you know, this isn't like one of those secret live records. You know, when this stuff comes up on an iPod somewhere, I want them to know who you are. How about a hand for Raghu Lokanathan? That guy is so amazing. Jonathan Bird and I were just talking about Raghu last year. Jonathan Bird had a great idea, which, Raghu, you might want to take him up on this. I don't know. Jonathan was saying, great merch idea for you, man. You'd be the only folk singer in the whole Canadian scene that could have a breakfast cereal and call it Sugar Mama O's. Amazing. Imagine that. CDs, $20, Sugar Mama O's, $4.99. Start every day with your Sugar Mama O's. Just wait, that's free too, by the way. You can have that. Raghu is probably one of the first songwriters I've met where I just decided that I had to learn all of his songs, every one. I can't help but feel that if I learn them all, get them all ingested, as it were, that on that day, when I get that last one in there, something's gonna happen, man. And I don't know what it's gonna be, but there's gonna be some kind of psychotropic knowledge that will be mine. Anyway, I'd like to sing you a song by Raghu that is about someone who thinks they're already there. A one, a two, a three.
Everybody loves me, I can see why. I'm a fucking genius. Shit, I said that night we got high. I'm a fucking genius. I can crest the infidel with my evil eye. Don't feel bad if you're just a regular guy. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, I'm a fucking genius. Your song's pretty good, but hey, listen to mine. I'm a fucking genius. I rule the heavens from a corner of my mind. Don't feel bad if you're just a regular guy. I make the river flow, which makes the corn grow, which makes the whiskey stink, which makes the God sing la 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 la. Oh, it's just so good just to be alive when you're a fucking genius like me. If you think I'm crazy, it just proves I'm right, that I'm a fucking genius. If I meet the Buddha, you can kiss his ass goodbye. Don't feel bad, don't feel bad, don't feel bad. Regular guy.
And if I meet the man who's learned all Raghu songs before me, you can kiss his ass goodbye.
One, two, three.
stop and see if maybe I can lighten his load. Well, he opened the door and he thanked me in kind. Told me the words that would open my mind. He said, don't worry about gasoline, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the TV screen, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the bombs that fall, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about nothing at all, 'cause we're moving. Just singing the blues, telling everybody that they're born to lose. Well, one day he'll wake up and see the sun, see that every day we're breathing is a day we won. Don't worry about gasoline, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the TV screen, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the bombs that fall, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about nothing at all, 'cause we're moving. There's times the lines get hard to see, and there's days the haze takes over me, but in the end you're gonna grit your teeth and keep moving. Too long. Maybe we'll meet in a place where there ain't no pain. Till that day, my song remains. Don't worry about gasoline, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the TV screen, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the bombs that fall, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about nothing at all, 'cause we're moving.
John Fulbright there from the album From the Ground Up. 10 years old, that record. Oh, so good. Heard that one at the Times Change the other night. Had to put that one on. And Corn Raymond in there before that with Fucking Genius from the live recording that gave us the Paper Nichols record, and Raghu Lokanathan himself, Sugar Candy Mountain. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Hopefully you'll stick around. Hopefully you're having a happy Mother's Day.